Hey, this is Marjorie, and I thought I would riff. I've just been doing my, daily check on all the markets, the Dow, oil. Oh, my goodness, oil's on the run again. Silver, of course, beta. And it occurred to me that there are now three categories of investors. There used to only be two, right? So there used to be the chartists. These are the people that look at the moving averages and the Williams percentages and all the, and the lines and the support and the overblown and the double bottoms and the double tops and the head and the shoulder. I mean, you have all these chart patterns, and there's some value in that. Honestly, there's some really great people that did a lot, and, they do well with the charts. And then there was the other camp, which were like the value investors, and they'd say, look, this thing produces these widgets, this how much it costs, this how much they're selling it for, they're this efficient, they've got the price earnings ratio is this, and they look at it that way. Those were the value investors, and those were the only two categories for a long time. We now have a third category, and that is the figuring out the manipulators category, right? So what's the probability that DJT is going to say something about the Strait of Hormuz opening, and then the oil price plunging, and then 30 minutes later it going back up again, right? So, so the manipulators. I got a really funny story for you. This was several decades ago. I was still pretty well into the Matrix at this point in time. And I was building a business and investing and doing all. I was reading every investment book and money management book and everything I could find. And I ordered one of those $97, and it came with a book and a whole bunch of cassette tapes. Anybody remember that? And it was all about how to invest in the stock market, which I hadn't done a lot in the stock market at that point in time. So I open up the book and start reading it. And this guy's premise in the book, right from the beginning, is that all the markets are completely manipulated, and that the thing to do is to learn the strategies for how they manipulate it, because they can't hide, you can't hide it. You look at different, there were different ways to look at it to tell what when something was being manipulated and wasn't, when it wasn't. And I was so in the Matrix at that time, I slam that book. This can't be true. The SEC isn't going to ever let that happen. No, that couldn't possibly be. And I was so upset by that. I normally never return anything. I actually boxed that thing back up and got my $97 back. And then I don't think it was maybe more than 1 or 2 years later when I was starting to really wake up to what was going on in the world. This is like the early 2000s. And I wanted that book back. I wanted that book so bad. I looked everywhere. I tried to find it. Where is that thing? Because I think that would be incredibly invaluable. I would have been a fantastic investor with it, and I never could find it. Anyway, so there are three categories. And right now, really, I think David Rogers Webb said it real well. He's the guy who wrote The Great Taking. Trading in this environment, good luck. So I'm a hodler, and that is the investment strategy to survive this, I believe. Find something that's absolutely quality and just hold on for dear life. So, silver, I keep going over and over again, silver coins in your hand, in your possession, buried in your backyard or whatever you're doing with them, that's real money. That is going to explode in price. They're doing all this stuff, which they do. You shouldn't worry about the dollar too much. Just get a hold of it as much as you possibly can. I really love the Theta Network. Now, I'm telling you what, it's crushing me to look at my crypto portfolio right now, which is down like 98% or something. Like, it's sad, but I know what I bought, and I knew why I bought it, and I know, it's valuable to me. It took me time and energy to get that stuff into my wallet, and I'm good. Like, that's it. These dollar things can go wherever they want to go. I know what's going to happen to the dollar. You know what's going to happen to the dollar. I've got something that's quality that I believe in, so I'm not too much worried about the price. I'm certainly not selling, right? So I'm not worried about the price volatility. So I think that being a hodler at this point in time, which is basically also a value investor, is about the only way to make it through this transition. So anyway, three types of investors. Which one are you? I'll talk to you later. This is Marjorie.